The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Welcome to Up on Taconic, a podcast series that explores the world of Taconic High School from students, staff, school programs, and all the great things that happen here each day. Okay, and welcome to Up on Taconic. Thanks, guys, for joining me today. I am Mr. Chiquette, and we want to welcome you back to the first, we're season 3, episode 1 of our Up on Taconic series. And I am really excited to welcome Max, Julian, and Kira today, who are going to be chatting with us a little bit about the beginning of the school year and the shop that they are in. So welcome to all of you.
Thank you.
All right. Hello. Good to see all of you. We're going to kind of break this up into a couple different parts. We're going to talk a little bit about what it is like kind of coming back to Taconic this year. Kira, you are new to the school, right?
Yep.
So we'll be interested to hear that perspective. And then Max and Julian, you are returners, obviously. And so kind of just talking about coming in from 9th grade to 10th grade as well. So we'll be talking about that. You're all in... our shop here, the multimedia production and broadcast. So we'll be excited to ask you a few questions about that. And then we'll just kind of follow up with just kind of looking into the school year and finishing out our conversation with that. So let's get started a little bit. Max, let me kind of start with you, ask you a little bit, just how is your 10th grade year starting out?
I think it's starting out good. I think it's going a lot better than my 9th grade year because, you know, I've had a whole year to get used to the school and know it and feel comfortable with it. I'm happy with my classes, and I'm happy with my shop choice.
Excellent. Julian, how about you?
Same.
The same? Yep. Same exact thing?
Yep.
Okay. That works for me. And Kira, how about you?
I've been a little nervous coming to the new school, and everything's been a lot better than Greylock because it's just been a whole range of new opportunities for me, and it's been amazing.
That's great. So you came from Mount Greylock High School up in Williamstown. You were there. Have you been there like your whole life, or were you just there for a couple of years? Or,
well, I went to Lanesboro when I was younger.
Oh, okay.
And yep. I live in Lanesboro, but Mount Greylock was the closest to me. So
great. Well, we're glad that you're making that transition. Well, we're really happy to have you here, and our program is happy to have you here too because you've really added a lot to the group and to the discussion as well, and a lot of energy. So we thank you for that, for infusing that as well. So we're going to come back to the CTE program after the first break here, but let me ask you, in terms of like kind of acclimating into your 10th grade year at Taconic, how in addition to your CTE program, are you doing other non-class activities at Taconic? Julian, let's start with you. What are you working on?
I'm currently doing a youth advisory board for Taconic.
Okay, so and can you just explain what's that like? I don't know what that is, so tell me about that. Or are you new to it as well?
I'm also new to it.
So you're learning as you go.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. But it's sounds like it's something where it's a board where you can kind of get on there. It's part of Taconic?
Yeah.
Okay. And then maybe give good reflections of students to kind of maybe steer programs in certain directions, things like that. Great. How about you, Max?
I'm currently not doing really anything outside of school. I'm kind of more focused on my academics and my shop. I think I have enough on the table as it is right now.
And I hear that a lot. A lot of people kind of say, you know, so many people are doing a lot more, but a shop is really its own extra activity, right? It's its own other thing. And you can put so much time into it, as almost all of the students in all of our shops do. So I really do hear that a lot, that a lot of students are saying, no, I'm going to focus on the CTE program, focus on my academics. And that makes a lot of sense. Kira, how about you?
Well, I've been doing martial arts for about 11 years now, since I was 4. And that is a big priority in my life. I've also recently started taking more serious voice lessons, and it's been really fun.
That's excellent. We've had a good time to kind of just talking about music so far because we're both musicians, and talking about how this program will be able to use those skills as well to add music to the productions that we do. So that's exciting to kind of hear that we have a musician among us as well. So
I'm excited too.
Yeah, that's great. Cool. We're going to take our first quick break here. We'll be right back. Okay. Okay, and we are back here at Up on Taconic. I am Mr. Chiquette, and I am joined with Max, Julian, and Kira from our CTE program, which is now was called the Video and Performing Arts Program, or the VPA, last year. We had decided to kind of go a little bit more with the formal name that the state uses, so we've changed it to Multimedia Production and Broadcast, which is a mouthful, but we've been just kind of calling it multimedia so far. And you know, part of that is that we are also welcoming our first 11th grade class into it as our 10th graders moved up. And then for the first time, the three of you represent the ability to go through our exploratory program, which our 11th graders did not get a chance to do because it didn't exist as part of the program at that time. See what it was like for most of you who were in school here last year, and then really make a conscious decision about what program you wanted to go to, and then choose that. So, and you're here, you're in this program, you're sitting here talking about it with me. So let's talk a little bit to the three of you just about what drew you to this program. And so Kira, let's start with you. What drew you to want to take this program?
Actually, my music did. I was thinking about like video production for my music videos and all that. And now I see it's much more, and it's even more fun now that I know all that.
That's great. Max, how about you?
What really drew me to this shop was Taconic TV and the Thunder Report, specifically being in the anchor position.
Yeah, and that's great. I mean, and I will say some years we've been a shop for 2 years now, or going into our second year, but for the 5 years that we've been doing it, even as an elective, we don't always get people that walk in and say right away, I want to be on camera, I want to be an anchor. So to have you and Julian and others too, I was like, put me on camera. I'm great with that. That is just a real boost to what we can do this year, because we have so many people who are ready to be on the air and ready to be our anchors. So, and then with that said, Julian, tell me a little bit about what drew you to the program.
The Taconic TV as well, but I most wanted to like represent myself on the show.
Yeah. So you just wanted to have your voice be heard.
Yes.
That's great. Very good. Tell me, Kira, let's go back to you. What are some of the things that you are really looking forward to with the program? And you've been in the program now for a little over a week. What are some of the challenges that you see for yourself?
Well, I see that I get really nervous about doing things with a group because I always feel like I'm going to like mess up in something. And I just got to focus in and make sure that I don't do that. I don't mess up anything. And then I will make it through.
Yeah. Just building confidence, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So in that kind of, you almost answered both questions, right? Which is that something you're looking forward to, but it's also a challenge for you, is to kind of say that you really want to build your confidence, whether it's on air, or whether it's performing musically. And then you think this program could really help you with that. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. Julian, how about you?
A couple of challenges would be like doing the right thing, making sure I don't mess up on camera.
Yeah. Which is something we all sort of like, making mistakes and having the chance to go. Cause we do things around here where sometimes they are pre-recorded and we get lots of chances to do it. And sometimes they're more or less live and you kind of get one chance to do it. And I can definitely see that as a challenge for most people, to say, as much as I'd love to do it a million times and to get it right, sometimes you only get one chance. And this program helps you kind of develop your confidence for that. So that's a really, really good insight. Max, what about you in terms of things you're looking forward to and things that are challenges for you?
Well, I'm looking forward to being an anchor on Taconic TV, you know, having my voice heard and my face shown. One big challenge I have is doing interviews. If I ever have to do an interview, I feel like I have a hard time with like coming up with things to say and like how I'm going to say it and like things like that. I just find that challenging.
Yeah, but you're kind of killing it right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, we are doing an interview and you're doing pretty well, right? So that must feel pretty good to be kind of sitting here and knowing that your confidence is kind of increasing and boosting when we're doing it. Would you agree?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's good. And I love that. I love the idea that we can kind of sit here, have this conversation, and know that what you are doing, talking on air right now, is actually one of your challenges. And here we are, the first time we did it and your hand went up. You know, and in an awesome way, in a spectacular way, to say, I want to do this, right? And here you are sitting there doing the thing that you're basically saying could be one of your challenges. So that's awesome. And I appreciate the three of you for taking your time and taking sort of the sometimes the fear factor that goes with these types of things and doing that with us. So we're going to take another quick break and we'll be right back. All right, we are back here on Up on Taconic. I'm Mr. Chiquette. We're joined by Max, Julian, and Kira, three students from the CTE Multimedia Program. And we're kind of just finishing out a great little chat that we're having, talking about Taconic, talking about the program. And I just want to kind of finish with one more question for all of you to kind of think ahead on, look ahead at your year at Taconic. And what are, you know, whether it's the CTE, whether it's the school itself, what is the thing that you're probably the most looking forward to here at Taconic? Max, let's start with you.
I am looking forward to this shop and Hank getting to work with everyone and getting to do this on your report.
Yeah, cool. Jillian, how about you?
Kind of looking at my future. I'm planning on being like some kind of YouTuber and put my face on video. So this is definitely a big turn for me to boost my confidence.
Yeah, and doing things like that, being an influencer, being on TikTok, being on YouTube and social media has become a much bigger deal in the last few years. Would you agree with that? And I think that it's become much more serious. People are making careers out of it. And I think the idea that you can use this as sort of a springboard towards that, I think is great. Kira, how about you?
I have been really looking forward to the shop and like gaining all the confidence and everything. Mm-hmm. I have made some TikTok videos about like playing piano and everything. And I'm just trying to get myself out there, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. So all great answers, a lot of stuff to look forward to this year. And I really do want to thank all of you for joining me today. And we want to thank you, the listener on WTBR 89.7 FM. And for those who are streaming on our podcast sites like Spotify and CastBox, feel free to reach out to us at taconictv@pittsfield.net for any questions or comments. And we hope you will join us again soon. And we will see you next time on Up on Taconic. Up at Taconic has been a production of Taconic TV and podcast produced at the Taconic Podcast Studio in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, and this week featured Max, Julian, and Kira. The show was produced using state-of-the-art Rode podcasting hardware and Pro Tools software and taped in September of 2024.